Usually when we think public relations, we think crisis management, reputation management, but public relations can accomplish way more than that. Bonjour. Hello, everyone. I'm Nata, host of the Nata PR School podcast. You're a successful entrepreneur or marketing manager, and you're about to launch a new product or service, or you've been selling your goods for quite some time, but you want to learn how to increase your visibility, get known, and reach more clients? At Nata PR, we deal with real clients every day, and we'll teach you simple, fun, and honest PR solutions. You'll learn easy steps to combine PR to social media right now. Keep listening, and let's get started. Hello and welcome to this 116th episode of the Nata PR School podcast. Public relations myth number three, PR is just for crisis management. Of course, it's a myth. So what the public knows usually about public relations is that it's used for crisis management, reputation management, which is 100% true, of course. Obviously, no company or no individual is ever really safe from a crisis. It seems like everybody around us has a smartphone in their hand. And we have to be careful today. You never know if someone is not recording you, is not, you know, taking pictures, doing a video of you doing something that maybe you wouldn't be very proud of eventually. So no one is safe from a crisis management. So PR can prevent and manage crises, of course, and reputations. But it's a myth to believe that's all it's for. That's all it does, because it can accomplish way more than that, of course. So what is public relations really for then? Here are a few answers. The first, besides crisis and reputation management, this is what PR can do. Number one, it really helps promoting your company. It can really promote it, getting it known. So you use PR to get known. Publicity will not do that. So public relations help you also penetrate a new market if you decide to export your products. So and you want to be known in a new market, public relations can really be a great asset and help you do that. Number three, promoting the company's values. Especially today with the Me Too, the Black Lives Matter, and all those incredible changes happening in our society right now, maybe you want your consumers to know about it. You know your position about it. So public relations can help you do that, definitely. Point number four, public relations can help you in finding and hiring employees. How does it do that? Well, if you shine, if your values are out there, if you talk about how it is to work at your company and, you know, you promote it through PR, this is where it's helping you find employees. Number five, it helps you do that. What? It helps you make connections with new partners. If you can do that through trade publications, for example, or any other way through PR, but it can really help you find new business partners, new distributors. Point number six, announcing something new, a news. You have made the acquisitions of a new company, you are exporting, you know, announcing news, good news, you won some awards. People want to know that. Journalists want to do that, right? So sharing your success, PR can help you do that. Success, awards, new contracts, new markets, and so on. So yes, PR can help you promote you and tell about your story and your success. It can help you increase the capital of pride and goodwill toward your company, your executive, and so on. So public relations, you can see how it can accomplish way more. For example, at the NADA PR agency, the agency I founded, we are specialized in all those 8 points. Crisis management, we know crisis management and reputation management, but this is not our specialty. Some agencies are really amazing at doing that. We are specialized in helping company get known. We're expert at promoting new products, spreading good news. You see how my job is amazingly fun. This is why I still do what we do. So when you use public relations, you use it what? To get known. So be aware of your success could also inspire what? New employees and future generations and lead to join your industry. It should be part of your mission, especially if you are in an industry that's not talked about very often, to get out there and communicate, because you will inspire the next generation or even inspire these young entrepreneurs to get started and, you know, launch a new business. You would be surprised the impact that an article can have on your on some of the readers and on, you know, your potential customers, for example. Here's what Hubert Bolduc, who is Vice President of Communications and Public Affairs at Cascade. Cascade is a huge company in the paper industry. And I really love what he said. This is what he says. Getting others talking about you is fundamental. And he says also, especially for public traded companies, because investors often make decisions based on the news making the rounds in the media. I love when he says that. Think about Tesla. I know you might love it or not, but it's the perfect example. Now you understand that when Tesla announces something, how it influences also the stock owners, right? And the stock markets, of course. He also says, with the tight labor market, companies increasingly have to raise their profiles to attract applicants, and they have to boost their company's brand image in this sector if they want to ensure continuity, if they want to be able to recruit the best new graduates, for example. So this is what Hubert Bolduc says. I love that. So getting others talking about you, getting journalists, influencers talking about you is fundamental, my friends. I also love what Bernard Dagenais says. Bernard is a teacher in a program at University Laval, that's in Canada. But I love what he said. He says, the media and public opinions boat abhor. They don't like vacuum. They abhor vacuum. If you're not taking up the space, others will. This is so true. I totally share this view. Why? Because I often say to my clients, well, I understand maybe PR is not vital, because what's vital in your company is making sales, of course. But if you're not there, if you're not communicating, who will be there? Who will take advantage of these possibilities, this visibility? Yes, of course, your competitors will be there. And you need to know that journalists are extremely busy. There are more of them, of course, as you know, but they are like, sometimes they have to write so many articles in a week, the top journalists today, the ones that might interest you. So if you don't send them information, if you don't say, hey, we exist, we are in your market, we are in your city, we are in your country, this is what we do, they won't know it. And they don't have the time to dig and do some tons of researches to find new companies. Sometimes they do, but honestly, help them make their job easier. This is what I tell my clients. This is what we do for you. We help make the journalist have an easy job to find you. We make their life as easy as possible. So if you feel like you're seeing your competitors everywhere, even though your product might be even better, superior, and you're not getting a call or a request from journalists or influencers, I'm telling you, that company is reaching out to the media, and that company is also sharing news, and either on their social media platform, they're sending out press release, they communicate for sure. It doesn't happen by chance. It's not a coincidence. No, my friend, it's not. So that company knows how to communicate. Or maybe they started already like a few months, a few years ago, but it's never too late to get out there. And so they certainly, I promise, they have certainly a great PR strategy in place. So I hope I've managed to show that there's so many advantages to do public relations. Don't think it's only for crisis and reputation management, even if this is super important for you. If you're a big company, you need that for sure. But know that public relations can help you be visible and get known. And it will be extremely powerful if you are sharing these reviews, these articles, these mentions, these magazines who are talking about you, you combine it with your social media, it will be extremely powerful. I promise. So hopefully you've enjoyed this podcast and you can always download our free Nata PR School model down here. We also have a great Instagram account where I do tons of reels and share free information as always. So hopefully if you've enjoyed this podcast, à la semaine prochaine. Hey, you want to learn more about how to implement PR strategies? Head on to natapr.com and get on our list. You will also receive the Nata PR model on how to create a successful PR campaign. If you want to become a client, just send us an email to nata@natapr.com. Talk to you next week. À la semaine prochaine.